This is day 19 of the 28 days challenge. And man, 19 days we've been doing this. And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of exhausted. This is why I can't be a YouTube content creator. Because it's a lot of work putting in content every effing day. It's a lot of work. And I'll probably rant more about this as time goes on. But instead, I want to go ahead and just give somewhat of a review of Hogwarts Legacy. And I know I've been stating how much of a good, great game this is. And I just finished beating the main storyline. And it's really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And really not much of a big Harry Potter nerd. Like, I mean, I enjoy the movies. Like, most passionate people about Harry Potter did. And I understand there's like four different houses which you can be placed into or dorms. But other than that, I don't follow too much into the lore. All I know is that there's a prison called Azkaban, but I called it Azkaban because it sounds more intimidating. But nonetheless, it's a really good game. And like I said, not much into the Harry Potter lore, but I really enjoyed the crap out of that game. I think all I gotta do is take my owls, OWLs, whatever those things are called. I would have loved to stream it so you can actually see the reaction of how much I enjoyed that game, but I was just having way too much fun with it. Like, doing all the side quests, all the side missions, and the characters, they're great. Especially the main characters from each house you do missions with, like, what's really sweet about that part is towards the end of the story, like, your characters give you some big validation. Like, hey, I really appreciate you for being such a good friend. This actually was the best year at Hogwarts. It was just like, oh my gosh, I changed this character's life and this character doesn't even exist. Even though it was practicing all kinds of dark magic stuff that it's forbidden at Hogwarts, but it's a really good game. I may play through all different houses, but I'm not sure just yet. I really enjoyed the Ravenclaw playthrough. I loved it. But other than that, I mean, I would definitely give it a 9 out of 10. 10 out of 10, I'm not sure if it's up there because I think that's damn near impossible. But man, did I enjoy the crap out of that game. So that's all I pretty much had to discuss. Just give a quick review about the new Hogwarts Legacy game. And now that I have a PS5, I may try other games too. See how that goes. But that's all I got for y'all. Thanks again, and until the next one.